urging Brazil to step up the search. Supporters in London held up images of Bruno Pereira and Dom Phillips, who've been missing since Sunday. Brazil only deployed soldiers to search for them on Wednesday, and their families fear precious time may have been lost.
We don't want the situation to end up with us being just another disappearance, of which we've been told by the ambassador, not unusual. And we think it's necessary that journalists should be able to go to places like this and tell the story of the people there without having their lives threatened in a way that seems to be the case at the moment.
Bruno Pereira is a leading indigenous rights worker and former civil servant. Dom Phillips is a British journalist, currently writing a book about the uncontacted tribes of the Amazon. They were travelling deep into the rainforest to interview indigenous communities about the attacks they are coming increasingly under. Earlier, his family had a meeting with the Brazilian ambassador, asking them to intensify the search for the two men in the Amazon rainforest, specifically asking for more search teams, more drones, more boats and more helicopters. They were last seen heading by boat to the town of Atalaya do Norte, but never arrived. Authorities are investigating reports that they witnessed armed men threatening an indigenous patrol. One man has been detained, but no arrests have been made. The region is under threat from illegal fishing, mining and logging, which has increased under President Jair Bolsonaro, who appeared to blame the men for their own disappearance.
We know in the middle of their journey they met two people who the federal police already detained. They are being investigated. But really, two people in a boat in a region like that, completely wild, it is not a recommended adventure. Everything can happen. An accident, they might have been executed. Everything can happen.
Charities say Brazil is one of the most dangerous countries in the world for defenders of indigenous communities and the environment.
They were spending a lot of their time trying to shine a light on the very difficult and tense situation. I think the failure of the Brazilian government to really mobilise adequate resources fast is helping to perpetuate that cycle of violence there.
Families, fellow journalists and politicians are putting pressure on Brazil's government to do more, to increase its search efforts as a matter of urgency and waste no more time in finding them. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, London.